So welcome back to the podcast, and today we have Colin from Property People AI. Colin's just on board with Beckett Hannon as an introducer for the last 68 weeks. But what a person he is. He's very motivated, very, very interesting guy. He has built three different estate agencies, and he's on the same page as Beckett Hannon. He sees people being able to buy property abroad, and that's why he has taken on the introducer's agreement. As an individual, He's a married guy. He's got great goals in life. He's got a great attitude towards working with us. And I'm really glad to have him on board. So welcome on board, Colin. I can feel it, there's something in the water.
Anything is possible. How long have I known you, Colin? And how did we meet?
About two months, I'd say.
2 months.
I suppose we met, it was my brother-in-law, who's also a director of the business, came to me and said, I've been chatting to this company, Beckett Hannon, on LinkedIn, and looked into the company a wee bit, and he sort of brought us to a director's meeting and says, what do you think? I suppose at the moment, you know, South Belfast branch is very, very busy, so I had a look at what you do. And I did feel that there was that same kind of resonance of looking after the customer. And when I met yourself, we had a conversation about how traditionally people may have put their trust in estate agents or realtors in foreign countries and got their fingers burned badly. And that you and your company basically looked after every aspect of the journey. So you can source property, you can sort out the mortgages, you can sort out the conveyancing, and you can even sort out furniture packages and all the rest of it. But what I also found interesting is that your developments are all backed by bank guarantee. And that was one of the main things that in the past, people were putting deposits down and developments never came to fruition. So yeah, that's why I sort of thought, yep, this could be a good fit for Property People, because that's what we do. We make sure that our customers are looked after. We make sure that people get the right type of investment property, that people get looked after through the buying and selling process. And indeed, the landlord tenants are all looked after with the same standard of customer care. Transfer that to Beckett Hannon. Your slogan is buying property abroad safely. And it's that emphasis on the safely and the customer care. I just thought, yep, that sounds like something I'd be interested in having a conversation with.
That's good, Colin. So, well, I appreciate you saying that about us. How do you feel that Property People AI and Beckett Hannon should market? What way are we marketing to your company with our properties, or what do you think we should be doing?
I suppose in relation to marketing, there's a couple of things that you want to do. Is obviously the quality and the caliber of the properties that Beckett Hannon is marketing is second to none. It's phenomenal stuff. They all look great. You know, the photographs are amazing, but people tend to flick through Facebook and they just go, oh, that's a beautiful house, and that's a beautiful house, and they're dreaming, you know. But I suppose it's when you actually put it to them that this isn't a dream, this is within reach. You can actually come and we can sort you out from a mortgage, and all of a sudden you're looking at something on Facebook, some fabulous property and a beautiful location, and going, wouldn't that be nice? And then all of a sudden, it's something that may well be a reality. The dream becomes one step closer to becoming something that you own. I don't think you get that in many other places. I don't think you get the complete package. So I think for marketing, what we need to be doing is showing these beautiful properties, but then saying, by the way, we can source a mortgage. We can stand over your solicitor, and we're also going to give you the peace of mind by saying that everything that we offer you has the bank back guarantee, and it's safe as houses, pardon the pun, But you know,
yeah,
it's the message that we need to get out there, rather than just showing properties. It's showing the attainability of the properties, mm-hmm. which many people might think when they're flicking.
On a personal note, what drives you as an individual?
I suppose, like, the main thing that as an individual in business, as an individual, I suppose it's my family life. You know, I like to see my kids growing up, having access to, you know, all of the enjoyments that life can offer. Mm-hmm.
You have children.
I have five children. I do. But yeah, what really drives me is just to see them grow and progress and to have a happy life, you know. In business, I find what drives me is growing the business. You know, I do like to progress things and look at different types of business. I suppose when we started our company, it was procurement and renovating houses. That changed, and we added another string to the bow with tenant finding and then management, and then we diversified again to selling property. More recently, we've looked at different property investment strategies and using people that source property to look at buying property, renovating it, and renting out to build our own property portfolio.
Right.
So
okay.
I would say being in business is actually drives me, and I like to see different businesses and find out how they work. If I bring that to working with yourself,
yes.
Again, I'm looking at the business, I'm asking questions, I'm saying, well, how does that work? Spanish and foreign property, it's something I don't know a lot about, so I'm keen to learn.
Right, well, I'm very keen to teach you, working along with us, and I really appreciate you working with us. I always ask this for anybody in doing a podcast with, what's your why? Why do you get up in the morning? What's the biggest reason for you? Is it family? Because that would be one of my whys. I do everything for my kids. Now it's my grandchildren, by the way. Mm-hmm. As I told you earlier, I have a boy of 13. My grandson, I'm taking him out for lunch today. Yeah. That motivates me. But is there any achievements that's way out there that I would like to try and achieve that? Is there anything there in your mind to say, I want to be able to do?
Any parent would agree, you want to do the best by your kids, but that for me doesn't mean working all your life to leave them this, that, you know, whatever. Like, at the moment, my eldest daughter is working in the South Belfast branch. She is involved in the marketing, but also in the room rentals, which is another part of the business where we rent rooms to professional people. I don't have any direct supervision with Niamh. She has to go in. She's got her boss. Her boss tells her what to do, and she is working from the ground up. She is getting the nitty gritty of the business rather than something be handed to you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's good to get in there and find out what the world of work is, and from that get a greater understanding mm-hmm. of expectations, the value of hard work,
yeah,
fair play, how to work as a team,
yeah,
and all that sort of stuff. So in a different role I have with my two boys, I'm over the coaching in their local Gaelic club, just being out there and seeing the boys, coaching them and seeing them progress and learning and developing their skills on the field, and what that means to them off the field, working as a team, the value of friendship and having fun through sport as well as exercise. Yeah. You know, in today's world, that's all. There's too many kids just looking at screens.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's exactly right.
I think what really drives me is seeing your kids grow and develop in a positive way, and that's really what drives me.
I would interject for a few seconds about the importance for family. You know, everyone who thinks they can do everything on their own is not correct. It's better to have people behind you. And your family, why not your family? The closest people to you. That's one of my whys, why I get up in the morning, is for my family. And you know, when your family's behind you, because business is not easy. You have ups, you have downs, you have sideways, you have everything. But when you come home at night and your wife or your partner or your kids say, "Dad, don't worry about it, everything will work out," it gives you another lift to get into the next day. Because I've realized that I'm not on my own here. I've got a lot of faith, yes, but I've got a lot of good people in my family. My family's always been good to me, and hopefully I'll be better to them in the future and leave a legacy behind for them. My daughter, who I talk about a little bit, she was the reason for me building the franchise. So when you think about that, I wouldn't have even got that idea only because of Linda. Then Nigel, who's a very, very good person in selling, he's a really good salesperson, might be joining back at Hanlon in the near future. And then my other son, as you know, is the musician in New York. But the one that really holds it all together is Carol. Now, Carol is my wife, and Carol knows me better than anybody. And she knows when things are going right, when things are going wrong. And it's just injecting that little bit of enthusiasm or advice at the right time. You see, timing's everything when you are trying to build something. Getting the right words said at the right time takes you into the next day. And in my book, every day is a good day. See, having family? Family is great. In fact, when we recruit people into the company, I always want to meet their partner because I know that their partner will tell me a little bit more about them than they'll tell me. So I get it from both sides. And then we make a decision, is it right for them or is it not right for them? So, piece of advice, keep your family behind you. They're the most important people in the world.
COVID-19, have you seen a change since we came out of it? I mean, as you know, we opened this office about 2 weeks, this new office in Lisburn Road, just before they closed it. And it's quite difficult, obviously, with us. And there's always ups and downs in a company, but we will get through it. So what's your experience happened since we're allowed back in?
With COVID-19, we had concerns in relation to the student let's element of the business. University of Ulster said that they were going to do their first semester online, and thankfully Queen's didn't. And so we were looking and we were saying, guys, what are we going to do if we have, we've about 250 student landlords that need to get their houses rented on a month to month. So what we did back then is we started having conversations with the likes of the Northern Ireland Housing Executive and other various agencies to try and see if we can find, worst case scenario, if the students come back, would we be able to service our landlords and give them alternatives, even if it was just for the year. Thankfully, the students are back, the houses are renting well, and everything's going as it were, as it should be. I think that at the moment the property market is quite buoyant. Lockdown has maybe got people to reflect on where they're living at the minute and saying, okay, I don't want to live in an apartment, I want to live in a semi-detached house, I don't want to live in a city, I want to live in a semi-rural, rural location. And similarly, possibly for your business, people are saying, I have this pension pot. Well, do you know something? I'm not going to dream about, you know, retiring to the sun, or I'm not going to dream about having a second home. It's given people a lot of impotence, a carpe diem, as it were. They're looking to seize the day, mm-hmm. because COVID has maybe highlighted that life is short. And these phrases that you always hear about living your best life and that you only live once, I think at times like this, when the world goes into lockdown, it really makes people reflect on what they want out of life. And what is important is life experience, and what maybe isn't important, which is saving for a rainy day that may never come.
Yeah. You know? Well, I think you're right. And we are actually starting to see that. I'm glad you said that. People now who thought they wanted to buy a property 3 years ago are now saying, now's the time. So there's always a time. And I think for us as a company and as our industry, people are now saying, I'm going to do that now. I'm going to have that lovely villa in Spain or apartment in, you know, Alicante or wherever. So we see a plus. It hasn't been easy, I'll be truthful. The last 10 months hasn't been very easy, but we're getting through it. And we actually had people walking into our office, which is a good thing, which, you know, well, maybe I should be expecting that, but I didn't really. And now we're getting a property in Alicante who's looking for it. And they've just noticed the office. So I know we need to get our name out a lot more as a company, and working with yourself, Colin, and your company is starting for that to work. So I want to thank you for coming. I want you to realize that you're a big part of what we're doing as well. And I wish you all the best in your business.
Thanks very much, Stu. Good to be here.
Another amazing conversation with a great Northern Irish businessman. What I particularly loved about our conversation today was about family and the importance of a strong support network. There's a quote which is, "We are a reflection of the five people we spend the most time with." So my question for you today is, how do the people that you surround yourself with inspire you? How do they fuel you? And a little challenge for you, text one of those people and let them know you appreciate them. Thank you for listening.